Hi, and welcome back to our study of Christian beliefs. We're now going to look at chapter 19, which asks and answers the question, what is the final judgment? What is the final judgment? This is one of those 20 basic beliefs that Grudem believes all Christians should understand. And so let us take a look now at what is final judgment? You may recall from our last session that there will be a return of Christ, and he will usher in final days, what we call eschatology, end times. A key part of the end times will be the final judgment. Listen to how Wayne Grudem begins and walks us through this essential aspect of understanding the future and the Christian life. Wayne Grudem says, after the thousand-year reign of Christ and the final defeat of Satan and Satan's army, Jesus Christ will judge all mankind from his great white throne. That's Revelation 20, 11 through 15. Final judgment is the culmination of many precursors throughout history in which God rewarded righteousness and punished unrighteousness. This is a continuation. It will be the culmination. It will be the crescendo, the exclamation mark. This will be that final judgment that reflects the ongoing justice and judgments that our Lord has shown. We've seen from the very beginning of the Bible that obedience brings joy and blessing, disobedience brings consequence and wrath, that this has been and will be the final declaration that underscores the very principle of God's goodness, his justice, and his grace and his gospel. Listen, Grudem goes on and he says, the final judgment is the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. That's Romans 2:5. That's not Grudem, that's God. Again, the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. Romans 2:5 and Acts 17:31. So what happens at the final judgment? The scriptures tell us, God's word says that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. Jesus will judge. Acts 10:42, 2 Timothy 4:1, Matthew 25:31 through 33. Friends, this time for the dead to be judged will be a time for rewarding God's servants and destroying those who were doing the destructive work of the devil. Hear me. Hear God's word. Grudem draws this out, that this final judgment will be a time for rewarding of God's servants and for distributing wrath for and on the deceivers who were doing the devil's work. See Revelation 11:18. At this time of the final judgment, Grudem says both those who believe in Jesus and those who do not believe in him will be judged. Romans 2:8, Ecclesiastes 12:14, Revelation 20:12. And know this, God will be fair. Amen. God will be fair. The degree of punishment will vary for each person according to what each person did with their lives. Luke 20:47. Luke 12:47 and 48 make it clear that punishment will also vary according to how much knowledge people had about God's requirements. Again, there will be a fair responsibility and a true eternal judgment that the righteous God will bring upon the unrighteous who rebelled against him. We who believe, by contrast, in Jesus will also stand before the judgment seat of God, and we too will give an account of ourselves. That's Romans 14:10 through 12. And Grudem says here, the final judgment for believers will not be one of punishment, praise God, but one of reward. See John 5, 24, and again, Romans 8, 1. So this final judgment, if you are a Christian, if you're a believer, this is not going to be a judgment for how much wrath you receive. It's going to be a judgment that brings to you the rewards that you will receive. Make no mistake, friends, how we live, either in our lostness or in our true Christian life, how we live will make a difference and an impact in eternity. The Bible is clear that there will be variations of wrath depending on the deeds and the amount of understanding each one had and will experience in hell. And the same is true in heaven, that how the believers live will have an impact on the rewards they receive in heaven. Grudem says that although there will be degrees of reward in heaven, everyone's joy will be complete. So it's not as though your joy will not be complete. However, there will be a joy plus reward system. And how you live in this life will determine what your rewards or wrath level will be, as decided by the righteous judge, Jesus the Christ. Grudem goes on and he says, our joy will not come from what we possess when we are in heaven or our status when we are in heaven, but instead from our relationship with God. See Revelation 4, 10 and 11. So there won't be jealousy. There won't be some pecking order. The reality is the rewards will be the righteous rewards, and all in heaven will know a complete joy, and all in heaven will have a distribution of rewards that are in direct correspondence to the faithful obedience that they lived out. Amen. Jude 6 and 2 Peter 2:4 tell us that the rebellious angels will also be judged. And in 1 Corinthians 6:3, we're shown that the good angels will also be evaluated for their work and service. So this judgment is going to be over all of creation, all of we, the created beings. Now, what's the purpose for this final judgment? The final judgment will take place so that God can display his glory. The judgment will be on display so that God can display his glory by demonstrating his justice and his mercy simultaneously. God will judge impartially according to each one's deeds. That's 1 Peter 1:17. And he'll do so showing no partiality, period. Revelation 2:11 and Revelation 19, verses 1 and 2. Now, what's the application of this final judgment? Grudem says, and I quote, we know that all accounts will be settled, amen. All accounts will be settled on that day, and all wrongs will be made right. Because there is a final judgment, Christians should never seek to avenge themselves, but instead, quote, leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord, end quote. That's Romans 12, 19. Do you see how all of this fits together? The final judgment isn't just the end of the story. It's the fulfillment of all that has been promised. I pray whether you've received the promises of God as a warning or as a word that has led you to worship, I pray that you hear and take this in. Grudem goes on and he says, when we are wronged, we can take the desire for justice to God. Knowing the final judgment is coming leaves you and me out of that place of vengeance. It takes away from us that sense of need and desire to make every wrong right. We can know, per the final judgment, the promises of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that all wrongs will be righted in the end. And we can leave what God needs to do to God himself. You see, the Bible's clear. There are final and faithful warnings that are laid out. Grudem says the Bible's clear warnings of final judgment should encourage unbelievers to turn from their sin and to look to Jesus for their salvation. He goes on, he says, what about hell? Here's the topic nobody wants to talk about. Here's the reality in God's word that needs relational explanation so many people don't get it. Grudem says, at the final judgment, those who have rejected the claims of Jesus will go to a place of eternal punishment, and that place is hell. There is a very real, biblical, eternal hell. The Bible's descriptions of hell are difficult to read and deeply disturbing. Take a look at Matthew 25, 41, Mark 9, 48, Luke 16, 28, and Revelation 14, verses 10 and 11 for just a few examples. Yes, hell is going to be horrific. Hell is going to be horrific. Don't soft pedal that. Don't pretend it's not so. Grudem ends the chapter by saying, although it is hard to think about, the doctrine of hell is clearly taught in Scripture. The doctrine of hell, the reality of hell, the consequences of hell, the eternal aspect of hell is clearly taught in Scripture. God's word says hell will be real and horrific beyond one's imagination. May we see the glory of God and share the grace and the gospel of Jesus the Christ by embracing and sharing the reality of a very real hell. Amen and amen.